Chapter 37 to 39. The vision of wisdom which Enoch saw. The son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam.
This is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I took up to recount to those who dwell on the earth. Listen, O ancients, and consider, you men of latter days, the words of the Holy One, which I shall speak in the presence of the Lord of Spirits.
It is profitable to speak these things to the ancients, but let us not withhold the beginning of wisdom from those in latter days. Until now, such wisdom, which I have received in accordance to my insight and in accordance with the good pleasure of the Lord of Spirits, had never been imparted from the presence of the Lord of Spirits. From him, the lot of everlasting life was given to me. Three parables were imparted to me, and I took them up and spoke to those who dwell on the earth.
The first parable.
When the congregation of the righteous ones appears, and the sinners are judged for their sins, and are driven from the face of the earth, and when the righteous one appears in the presence of the righteous and elect ones, whose works depend on the Lord of Spirits, and light appears to the righteous and elect ones who dwell on the earth, where then will be the dwelling place of the sinners? And where will be the resting place of those who have denied the Lord of Spirits? It would be better for them if they had never been born. When his secrets are revealed to the righteous ones, the sinners will be judged, and the wicked will be driven from the presence of the righteous and elect ones. And thereafter, it will not be the mighty and exalted who possess the earth. They will not be able to behold the face of the Holy Ones. For the light of the Lord of Spirits will have appeared on the face of the holy, righteous, and elect ones. And then, the kings and mighty will perish, and they will be given into the hand of the righteous and holy ones. And from that time forward, no one will plead mercy for them from the Lord of Spirits, for their life will be at an end. There shall be no mercy for them, says the Lord of Spirits.
And in those days, sons of the elect and holy ones were descending from the highest heavens, and their seed was becoming one with the sons of the humans. In those days, Enoch received books of jealous wrath and rage, and books of trepidation and consternation. And in those days, a whirlwind snatched me up from the face of the earth and set me down within the confines of the heavens. And there I saw another vision, the dwellings of the holy ones and the resting places of the righteous ones. There my eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous messengers and their resting places with the holy ones. And they were petitioning and interceding and were praying for the sons of the humans. And righteousness was flowing like water before them, and mercy like dew upon the earth. This is how it is among them forever and ever.
And in that place, my eyes saw the Elect One of righteousness and faith. And righteousness will be his days. And the righteous and elect ones will be innumerable before him forever and ever. And I saw his dwelling beneath the wings of the Lord of Spirits. And all the righteous and elect ones were radiant before him like fiery lights. And their mouths were full of blessing, and their lips praised the name of the Lord of Spirits. And righteousness did not fail before him, nor did truth fail before him. I desired to dwell there, and my spirit longed for that dwelling. My portion has been assigned there from of old. For this is how it has been established concerning me in the presence of the Lord of Spirits. In those days, I praised and exalted the name of the Lord of Spirits with blessings and praises. For he has established me for blessing and praise according to the good pleasure of the Lord of Spirits. And for a long time, my eyes looked at that place. And I blessed him and praised him, saying,
Blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forever.
And in his presence, there is no limit. He knew before the age was created what would be forever and what is to come for generation to generation. The watchers bless you, and they stand in the presence of your glory, and they bless and praise and exalt, saying,
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Spirits. He fills the earth with spirits.
And there my eyes saw all the watchers. They stand in his presence. And they bless and say,
Blessed are you, and blessed is the name of the Lord forever and ever.
And my countenance was changed, for I was unable to see.